Your community is their community. First Federal Savings of Lorain, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And from First Federal, we have the VP of Retail Banking, Sharon Bird. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, both of you. Thanks. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad to be here. We always know First Federal, always a big community supporter. I mean, it's in the name, First Federal Lorain. How long has it been around? Quite a long time, right?
Very long time. We're actually getting ready to approach our 100-year mark, and we started in 1921, and we are one of the locally owned and operated financial institutions, and they're few and far between.
Right, that still have the same name or that continue on, because I, you know, sometimes if you're a member of a bank or a savings, you know, loan, you suddenly, after a while, you're thinking, They've changed over. Which one am I at? I have old paperwork left over, but folks who have been involved with First Federal Savings of Lorain know and see it as it has been. Tell us a little bit about you. Were been there less than a year now, right?
Correct. I'm approaching my 10-month anniversary. And
so what was it that you thought First Federal Savings of Lorain, this is a place I'd like to come work at?
It's a great community-involved bank. We have seven branches in Lorain, Avon, Amherst, Huron, Sandusky, and Port Clinton. I really enjoyed the fact of how involved we were with the community, and we know our customers. Most of them we know by name.
How are you getting to know the customers, though?
I spend time at the branches. I love being at the branches, introducing myself to customers, meeting them, helping them with their needs, and really having our staff talk to the customers about other banking needs they may have.
What are some of those needs or services that are kind of hot right now?
Hot right now, we have some mortgage specials going, and we do our own local underwriting, some great certificate of deposit specials, our checking savings, our kids club savings accounts. We have our Cheddar mascot to help promote kids savings. Really want to teach kids to start saving young and plan for their future. We also offer our Visa credit card, and we have 24/7 access to ATMs, online banking, mobile banking, and online bill pay. And much more.
All right. You said the word Cheddar.
Cheddar.
Who or what is Cheddar?
So Cheddar's our mouse mascot. So we Cheddar recently was at an Avon Crushers game event. And so we're Cheddar goes out and about in the community and just promotes Lorain savings and really interacts with the kids.
Gets them to understand what money is and how to save their allowance or what to do with that.
Too. Correct.
Just gives them a start. Of course, my daughter now does a lot of things with her phone related to banking. You have obviously mobile banking as well, right?
Yes, we do.
What kind of things are they able to do, I guess, that people haven't even thought, instead of even going into a branch, that they can do on their own time whenever they need the bank?
For sure. You can look up your account balances, see what activities happened on your account. You can pay bills online. So a lot of things that you can do at the bank, you can do right on your phone nowadays.
Talking this morning with Sharon Bird from First Federal Savings of Lorain. You mentioned all the different types of products and getting people involved. How much do people still come into a bank, or is that something that they, or the savings alone to
What's
see?
Really great about First Federal Savings of Lorain is our customers still come into the bank to see us. So especially at the beginning of the month, the lobby's packed, people are smiling, everyone's engaged. We still offer a passbook savings account, so that is an account that the customer does come in right to the bank to transact their activity. But a lot of times it's that friendly name, you know, knowing their name feeling that brings them back to our branches.
It's about relationships and the service. It all comes together for a connection.
Correct. It definitely does. That relationship building is key. You know, we're holding money, so they trust us and they want to talk to us, and that's what's most important.
And you mentioned at the start how it's almost 100 years. You had generations of people involved, and you probably even see that with the customers that come in.
Oh, for sure. Grandparents, parents, grandchildren, and that's why we advertise our kids' savings account, because when the kids come in, we want to get them started right away so they can be our future generation of bankers.
Now, these lines aren't going to take forever, as you're going to talk about everybody and the family members as they're talking with the tellers, but you got to have a little personal connection to them, right?
For sure. Yeah. We try to keep it short and sweet just to make sure we keep the line going, but we want to make sure that everyone knows how welcome they are to branches.
And a lot of times people sometimes will walk into a financial institution and they're not sure how much identification do they have to prove who they are or whatever. But a lot of times if you build relationships with those behind the counter, there's a lot more. It seems like the interactions can go better, and you can get that done quicker and be able to do whatever it is and ask those questions that you might not sure how to ask her.
For sure. I mean, unfortunately, the fraudsters in the world have made things a little bit more challenging, where there are times that we have to ask for identification, especially if we have a new employee who might not have built those relationships. Those relationships yet. But we always have others to help. I know them. It's okay. So definitely that's the key to building our business.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned about that, but insecurity is important too, which you guys take
very, very important. Very important.
Very seriously as well. If people want to find out more about what's going on, what some of those things that you talked about as far as maybe if they're looking to, you know, get a house or looking for savings or start their kids on some sort of savings plan, where can they get some good information?
Well, for sure, come to visit any of our branches. We have experts on site to help with any of your needs. And then we also have our website at fflorraine.bank, or be sure to like us on Facebook and you can obtain more information and updates there.
Sounds good. Where do you head to now? I saw that your Lorraine branch doesn't open till 9 o'clock, right?
It doesn't. I'm usually there by now, though. I will be heading there, but the chicken paprikash next door sounded really good.
Right?
I might have to head back for lunch.
Well, that's what you do, is you see through the different people, are right, the folks in the First Federal Savings Lorraine right in your neighborhood that are here to serve you. We appreciate your time stopping in this morning.
Thank you very much for having me this morning.
Sharon Bird, the VP of Retail Banking for First Federal Savings of Lorraine. Your community is their community. First Federal Savings of Lorraine, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Craig, we've got more coming up. Our hours just